Man, God bless you, saints, and happy Resurrection Day. And that's what we'll do a little out of band Sunday school lesson today, and I want to talk about the resurrection. You think about that everything we're doing and everything we're standing for, and our whole life is based on what happened on that resurrection morning when Jesus came forth from the grave to prove that if he could do it for one, he could do it for all of us. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we read this little scripture in Mark chapter 8. Lord God, we're so grateful, Lord, for all that you've done for us, Lord, and for the privilege to be able to gather around your word today. I pray, God, that you'll just be with us today as we study these things out and just kind of go through these scriptures. Be with Brother Tim, Lord, as he's preparing. Lord Jesus, prepare our hearts, Lord God, to receive what you have in store for us, Lord. And we just ask your blessing upon the service now in your name. So Mark chapter 8, verse 31 says, "And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." Now you think about Peter didn't quite understand what Jesus' purpose was. And he was stumbling at that. And, really, if we want to understand the will and purpose of our life and the purpose of all these things, if you get into the end of the word, like Brother Tim was saying yesterday, that his word is his will. And his word is like a roadmap for our life. And the roadmap for Jesus' life was he's going to have to die for our sins and go to that cross and go through all the things that were represented in that journey. But I want to kind of focus this morning on looking at the third day, because there's so many things that the third day is so many types in the Old Testament that we're pointing to that third day. So many things that we can even look at today through the life of Brother Branham and the miracles that happened in his life and things that were reflections of that third day. And so many miracles that Brother Branham talked about that happened on that third day, because there's something tied in with that. The third day is perfection and completeness and life, and that number three reflected all through Scripture. You think about what happened on the third day, that 1, 2, 3. Jesus died on that Friday afternoon. He was in the grave, and then he come up on resurrection morning. And the Scripture says in Matthew chapter 16, "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day." And Matthew chapter 17 says they shall kill him in the third day. So many scriptures. Maybe we won't go through each one of these in detail, but the third day he shall rise again. In Luke chapter 9, he'd be raised the third day. And over again, it talks about the third day. What was the third day is the ultimate fulfillment of divine purpose, the demonstration of God's power over death. That on that third day you could see. And like Brother Tim was saying, how do we know that happened? How do we know? There's many historians that you can look at, Josephus and Tacitus and all those that wrote about the life of Jesus. But those are these, like Peter said, he said, you know, I was up there on the Mount Transfiguration when I saw, you know, I heard the voice from heaven speaking to say that hear ye him to Jesus, but I've got a more sure word of prophecy. The day star that shines in our heart. That you actually sitting here today with the pillar of fire in your heart, that same pillar of fire, are the testimony that these things are true. You are the vindication that these things are true. And a testimony that the same power that rose up Christ from the grave could change your life and change your thoughts and change your being so that you could be a witness. You are a witness that these things are true. The third day. Now, three is the number of life. And these are quotes that Brother Adam said. Three is the number of life. And God chose three, he said in another place. And three is God's number of perfection. And he said in another place, when the little baby Christ was born, three stars went together and made the one morning star that reflected the coming of an infant Christ, a perfect one. Three showing what it was a testifying. Three testifying that life was coming. That life was coming to the world to die for us. That you and I could have that same life. You think when God when He created the world and began to take the chaos of the world and put order to it and began to on that third day when He spoke and life began to spring up, grass and trees and all those things, that he so on that third day it meant so much to God that He gave it a double blessing. As we'll read in Genesis 1, verse 10, He said, "And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding forth fruit after its kind. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed." And again, He said, "And God saw that it was good." So that on the third day, there was a double blessing giving. Now, we're just kind of run through all these third day types in the Bible. A Jewish wedding is usually held on the third day. Many Jewish couples choose to have their wedding on a Tuesday, which is considered a favorable day for weddings in Jewish tradition. In this case, the wedding would take place on the third day of the week, counting from Sunday. So Sunday, Monday, not all Jewish weddings are on Tuesday, but a lot of the time they want to have it on Tuesday. And even there in John chapter 2, it says the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee and the mother of Jesus was there. Now you think about how the third day, today's the third day from Friday, the Good Friday when Christ went into the ground. But any day really could be your third day. Maybe you've been justified and you've been sanctified, and then you come to a place where you're really, really ready to open up your heart, and the word's been packed in and you've been holding the word, and this today could be your third day. Any day could be, like Tuesday might be the third day of the Jewish wedding. Maybe you go home and you begin to really meditate on the word of God, and through the week and you're riding in your car and you're thinking about things and the word's just been building up and culminating until you just finally cut loose and the Spirit of God comes in the car or in your shower in the morning or by your bed at night, and oh, there you got your third day. What's the third day? The third day is when life comes. The third day is when God fulfills His promise to you and shows that He's got power over death, hell, and the grave, and delivers you from all the mind battles and things like that. You think about when Abraham and Isaac were walking up that mountain. It was on the third day when Abraham looked and he saw the place where he was going to have to take his son to be sacrificed. And it was the third day when Isaac spoke to his father and said, "My father, here am I, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham was gonna kill his only son, but God had a sacrifice prepared. Now, see how that all types back to Christ, that we needed a sacrifice. We needed a lamb, and God, He still, Jehovah Jireh, He provided us a lamb on the cross on the third day that He rose from the grave. He was the lamb that God provided. Now, you remember, this is the same thing that Hattie Wright was saying. That ain't nothing to truth to, because Brother Brown was telling that story of he's still the same Jehovah Jireh today. Taking that back, he's still the same Jehovah Jireh. He's still the same Jehovah Jireh that will provide every promise that He's given to us. It was the third day when they were coming up to the River Jordan, and God told Joshua, He said, "Pass through the host and command the people, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it." And in Joshua chapter 3, verse 2, it said, "And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host." So it was the third day when they were following the word over the River Jordan, and the water parted and they went over the water. It was the third day when Esther came before the king. And it came to pass in Esther chapter 5, it says, "And it came to pass on the third day, after Esther had been fasting and praying, and she got all of her maids and everybody to fast and pray with her and fast and prayed. But on the third day, she stood before the king, that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house." And what are all these things thinking of? They're all types of the third day when Christ rose from the grave. The third day, to give you a third day, that you'll come through justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to the full word, where God can raise you from out of dead denomination and out of your old carnal ideas, and raise you up into victory through the power of the same power that raised Him up from the grave. It was 3 days after they had been wandering in the wilderness without water. In Exodus chapter 15, it says they went 3 days in the wilderness. And God brought them to the bitter waters, and they were wondering, how are we going to drink from this? And Moses cried unto the Lord, and God showed him a tree. Throw that tree into the water. And he took, on the third day, the bitter waters became pure so they could drink it. And it was 3 days that Jonah was in the belly of the whale. This might not be it's a strange picture here, but you think about what a horrible thing that would have been for Jonah to be swallowed up in a whale. And Brother Branham said that God gave him oxygen. He gave him oxygen in that belly of the whale to keep him alive. Down in that belly of the whale, a type, something that Jesus could refer back to and say that as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. 3 days, and it was on the third day when the children of Israel gathered around Mount Sinai, and Moses was going to go up and bring the tabernacles, the stones, the Ten Commandments down to them, and God was going to align everything so that they could have the word. In Exodus 19, it says, "Be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai." And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount. And it was the third day. It was the third day when David was going to ascend to be king. Because it said in 2 Samuel chapter 2, it came to pass even on the third day that behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. And so it was when he came to David that he fell to the earth and did obeisance. It was the third day when that Amalekite ran out. And you remember the whole story that David found out that he said, "I'm an Amalekite. And I saw that Saul was slain in battle. So I took it upon myself to go ahead and finish the job." And David got so upset with him. He's like, "You don't touch the Lord's anointed. I don't care. I don't care this or that, what you think, what your thoughts are. You don't touch the Lord's anointed." Amen. But the very next chapter, David ascended to the children of Israel, put him into the kingship. The third day in Hosea. Now here's where we're coming to as we have just a few more minutes. Hosea prophesied that in the third day he would raise us up. Now you think about what this is speaking. It's speaking of two things, that one day Christ would arise on the third day and he would restore. He would revive us. But it's also speaking of a third day revival that would come here at the end time. Brother Ram said in Recognizing Your Day in its message, he said it meant 2 days with the Lord after 2,000 years. Now, you know how long it's been since that time? It's been 2,700 years since that, causing Hosea here. It's B.C. 780, 1964. See, it's been something over 2,700 years ago. He said after 2 days and the third day, he will revive us again and give us light in his sight, life in his sight. There is your trumpets coming in. So if you want to kind of map that out, 780 B.C., another 1,000 years will be 221 A.D., another 1,000 years will be 1221 A.D., and we're right here in that third day, 2,804 years, when the prophecy of Hosea said, in the third day he will raise us up. What that same power that raised up Christ from the grave would come back to restore our faith back to the original faith of the Pentecostal fathers here, right here in the third day. Now, as Brother Tim was preaching yesterday and Brother Solomon was laying out, there was, when Jesus rose from the grave, the morning of the third day, there was a rumor went out. Is he really risen? And in Luke chapter 24, it says it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with him, which told these things unto the apostles, and their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. They're going around telling everybody that I know that he's risen, but they wouldn't believe him. It was just a rumor that went out. It was a third day rumor. But Brother Adam said, and Jesus had been crucified and dead, buried. A rumor had been he had raised again, and he walked with them all day, and they didn't know him. He's talking about on the way to Emmaus, thinking about Jesus walking with the two disciples, and they didn't know who he was. He has walked with many people. They didn't know it. That's who kept him from having that wreck coming over here. That's what heals your baby, Christ. And maybe you didn't recognize it. But now on the evening of the third day, isn't that a wonderful type? In the evening time, it was In Luke chapter 24, verse 39, but they constrain him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them, and it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And Luke chapter 24, keep reading on, and they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. So it was in the evening time when they began to recognize that Christ had really risen. Now, we've heard a message in this day to bring to our understanding that Christ is indeed risen. You know, if you follow all these miraculous things that happened in Brother Branham's life, you'll find miracle after miracle that happened on the third day. Even that picture that they took, that the critics took, the picture of the pillar of fire there in Houston Coliseum, They meditated on it. George Lacey, Brother Brown said they went and they meditated on it for a couple of days, but it was on the third day when they came forth and they said, they made the statement, Brethren Branham, one of these days you're going to pass off of life seen like all mortals do. He said, I'm aware of that, sir, but as long as there's a Christian civilization, your picture shall never die. And that picture, he said, you'll know about it at 2 o'clock on the following afternoon on the third day. It was the third day, Brother Brown, when he was telling all these experiences. He said there was a little girl laying kind of stooped over. He said, I laid my hands on her. Now, Father, to the Father, do you and Mother promise to serve God, testify wherever you go about it? We will. I said, don't fear. I have a word for you. And he goes on, he said, I walked out of the building, and on the third day, the child returned to school. It was healed well. So many miracles and things that were comparing to this third day. There's another example of this little boy that had pneumonia, and his brother had already died of pneumonia. And Brother Branham prayed for, God showed him a vision, and he prayed for the little child, And you know, if you go back and look at the story, he was supposed to wait for the mama to be in the room, but he went ahead and prayed, and nothing happened. And he realized, well, it's not according to the vision, and so nothing happened. And he waited and he stayed and he kept praying until finally God told him what to do next. And he called the dad over and he said, "Do you still have confidence in me?" And he prayed for him and he began to get well. And Brother Branham relays the story. He said, now in three days, he's going to walk across the floor to me, and he's going to put his little hands in mine and say, Brother Branham, I'm perfectly whole. And the whole church, he told the whole church, and they had such confidence in that. They all parked their cars outside of the house, and they were ready to go into the house and see God's word be fulfilled on that third day. On the third day, the whole church was there to see that little boy walk across the floor and say, Brother Branham, I'm perfectly whole on the third day. And what are all these things speaking of? Christ rose from the grave on the third day. And the testimony, Brother Branham said, about 3 months after that, he was telling another testimony. He said, I happened to see somebody back there waving, and I didn't know who it was sitting right out like that, and they was waving at me, and it was the woman sitting there. She said, don't you recognize me, Brother Branham? I said, no, I don't. She said, the last time you seen me, they told me that I was bleeding all over and I was out of my head. And he took the woman back, had no trouble taking her back. She set up. And the second day when she was in the institution, I said, let them dismiss her. So the second day they come to her and she was sitting up. The third day they give her a discharge from the place, sent her home in her right mind on the third day. And Brother Brown said in the restoration of the bride tree, he said, it is Easter again for the true believers of his never failing word. It's Easter. It's a resurrection. God has got people everywhere. It's Easter for them. Why? They have risen from those creeds and denomination, come right up through them. It's Easter again. The royal seed has been hid in the roots, the word hid back here in this word for years and years and years, and just now begin to be revealed. It's Easter time. Predestinated from the foundation of the world, this church is beginning to stand. Notice how that God predestinated in the beginning. He said, notice here that to restore the first perfect tree in 3 days after its death. After the first tree's death, he restored it in 3 days. Restored it back. Now the bride tree is also going to be restored in three stages. There's three stages it'll be restored. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. 1, 2, 3. After 3 days, the first tree restored as at the beginning. Having the same signs, same wonders. Jesus come back, the same Jesus doing the same thing. At the end of the third day, the signs appeared, not at the end of the first day. Oh, brother, I hope you're getting it. At the third day is when the real manifestation of Christ was made known, at the end of the third day. He said again in the resurrection, restoration of the bride tree, he said, now here in the last day, here he is right among us, moving right among us. At the end of the third day, he appeared and showed all them his resurrection sign that he was a living the same yesterday, today, and forever, living fruits of his presence. Living fruits of his presence. Are you getting it? Was manifested at the very end of the day when he appeared to all of them, his church. They all got together at the end of the third day. He said again, in God's word calls for a total separation from unbelief. And we rebuke Satan and all of his powers of darkness, all of his powers of unbelief. The Spirit of God has raised up a standard against you, Satan. You are a defeated being. Jesus Christ defeated you at Calvary. He raised up the third day, triumph over death, hell, and the grave. He ascended on high and gave gifts to man. He is here in person tonight. He said, a little while and the world will see me no more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. We see his presence here tonight, fulfilling his word. By faith, we believe that every sick person in here shall be healed for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you think about what that third day means for us here on this resurrection morning. The third day means that you can have a third day. God died and rose from that grave so that you could have, so he could demonstrate his power in your life. We just got a few more minutes, so let's just go to the Lord in prayer and then we'll close. Lord God, we're so grateful, Lord, for that resurrection power that you showed, Lord, that you conquered everything on that resurrection day. You conquered death, hell, and the grave, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, you'll just bless the people today, Lord, whatever the needs are, whatever the troubles are, Lord Jesus. You paid the price for us, Lord Jesus, so that we could have access to all the benefits that are laid out here in the scripture. And I pray, God, that you'll just be with the service today, Lord Jesus. Lord, be with your people, Lord God. Bless us now, Lord Jesus, on this resurrection morning, we pray. Amen. God bless you, saints.